presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, mighty champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from the planet Krypton with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who is stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, and who walks about among men disguised as Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw them, Kent had gone off to find Jasper Quinby and force the truth from him, while Jimmy and his aunt, left behind, had suddenly discovered that a sketch showing the location of the hidden chamber, plus a cryptic message apparently giving further directions, was contained in the pattern of an old Chinese wallpaper in the dining room. They determined to follow it at once, even in Kent's absence. As our story continues today, Jimmy and Miss Horn are deep in the passages under Horn House, following turnings toward the sea. But even as they wind through the dim galleries, others are before them. Jasper Quinby and his helper have already reached the secret door. Listen.
Pete, we're right on top of it. Don't it sound hollow?
Yeah, I'll say it does.
Yeah. Old Captain Horn was smart. He was mighty smart.
Smart? What do you mean?
You know what he done, Pete?
Huh?
He hid the stuff way down here in a watertight chamber. And then he fixed it so nobody could find it. Not even himself, till everything was just exactly right.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'll show you what I mean. You know where the tide is right now?
The tide? Why, sure, it's mighty near dead low.
That's right. But that ain't all. Now listen good, Pete. Two or three times each year, the tide ebbs real low and comes in real high. You know that, don't you?
Well, sure I know it. What of it?
Well, now, listen to this. Captain Horn fixed his secret room so you could only get into it just when the tide got real low.
Gee.
He brought that trunk full of Chinese jade down here to the secret room at dead low tide. He waited till just the right time, and then he went in. But something slipped, and he didn't get out.
But listen, Quinby, how could that be? If he got in, why couldn't he get out?
Don't ask me, Pete. Maybe he forgot. Maybe he was half crazy. I don't know about that. But I do know this, because I read it in his own books. He fixed this place so whoever goes in has only got just so long. They got to get in and get out, right at the lowest ebb of the tide. If they don't, if they hang around, the door closes automatically as the water comes in.
What do you mean?
Pete, that there chamber, back of that wall, connects with the sea. I know that much. And pretty near all the time, it's full of water. Look here.
Yeah, what you doing, Quinby?
I'm pulling out these stones. Watch now. Here's the last one. What he called the keystone.
Hey, watch it. There's a lot of water coming out. Put it back,
yeah,
will
you?
Put
yeah,
it back.
You bet I'll put it back, Pete. You see that water? That means the chamber's still filled up. But it ain't time yet.
Well, what are we gonna do? Wait?
We'll wait, all right. But not here. We're going down to the dock and make sure the boys are ready with the boat. Come on.
And as Quinby and his lieutenant disappear down the passageways, Jimmy and Aunt Lou approach the secret door of the hidden room that the smugglers have just left.
Look here, Aunt Lou. Read what it says on the wallpaper I cut from the wall. Take twice three turns and two turns more. The water waits behind the door. The 14th stone, make haste, for then the sea too soon comes in again.
I believe Great-Grandpa was crazy. It don't make no sense to me at all.
It makes sense to me, all right. Look. The passageway's turned eight times, just like it says. And there a wall with a row of stones halfway up.
Jimmy, what you doing? Now, you be careful.
I'm counting up. 11, 12, 13, 14. Aunt Lou, this is the 14th stone.
Now you be careful.
It turns. Golly, it comes right out. Look.
On my legs. What? Now what?
I don't know. Something ought to happen.
What did that thing say? The sea too soon comes in again? What's it mean by that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it was just to make it rhyme. Aunt Lou, look, will you look?
My stolen body.
The wall, there's a door in it. And the door's opening up.
Jimmy. Jimmy, there's a room in there. With water all over the floor. My legs.
Aunt Lou, look. That's it. That's the secret chamber. It's open and we can go right in. Come on.
Oh, it don't hardly seem right. Closed all these years. Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, look. Look there. Ain't that a chest? Ain't it?
It's a chest, all right, Aunt Lou. You think that's it?
That's it. Great-Grandpa Horn's sea chest. Where he kept the jade. Jimmy, look. Is it locked?
Wait. No. It's fastened down with a kind of a hasp. It's not locked.
Well, open it. Open it quick.
There it goes. Aunt Lou, look. It's full of packages. Little packages all done up. Here, take one and open it.
It's wringing wet. Like you've been watering it. Can't understand how that could be. Here. Now then. Jimmy, look.
Aunt Lou. What? Is that it? Is that the piece of jade?
That's it, all right. Oh, Jimmy, we've found it. We've found what's been hid all these years. We've got a fortune. I won't have to sell the house. Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy.
Oh, steady, Aunt Lou. Don't cry.
I'm not crying. I'm just so happy. Oh, dear. Jimmy, look at it. It ain't a big chest, but it's full to the top.
You say it's worth a lot of money, Aunt Lou?
Oh, my land, yes. Goodness knows how much. If poor mother only had it, if she'd only known.
Oh. What's that, Aunt Lou?
What?
The door. Quick, quick.
Why? What happened? It's just blew shut. Jimmy, go get it open again.
I'll try.
Quick.
I'll try, Aunt Lou. Come here and push. Come on, Aunt Lou.
Wait a minute. What's that? I hear something. Listen.
Water. There's water coming out of that hole in the wall. Aunt
Jimmy,
Lou.
A chest. That's why it was wet. There was water in the room. It was full of water. It's filling up again. Jimmy, that's what's wrong, Captain Joshua. Oh, Jimmy, get that door.
Aunt Lou, push on it.
Mr.
Push
Kent.
Hard. Look at the water. It's coming up
Mr.
fast.
Kent.
It's all around my ankles.
Mr. Kent, help. Help, Mr. Kent.
Superman, who had off to find Jasper Quinby at his home, has not been successful and has now returned to Horn House.
Jimmy! Jimmy Olsen! Jimmy, where are you? Miss Horn!
Huh. That's queer. Wonder what's happened. Well, maybe they're upstairs with Chris.
Oh, Jimmy! Oh, hello, Tiger. Good dog. All right, Tiger. Now, keep out of my way, Tiger. Run along, find a bone. That's a good dog. Run along, will you? Looking for Jimmy and Miss Horn. Wait a minute, Tiger. What's the matter with you? Wait now. What do you want? Let go of my coat, Tiger. Tiger, drop that. Take your feet off me. They're all muddy. Now, wait. What is it, Tiger? What do you want, boy? Is Jimmy down in the cellar? Is that what you want? You want me to follow you? Great heavens. They're in trouble. That's what the dog wants. They're down in the galleries. Something's happened. Tiger. Good dog now. Good dog. All right, now go on. Go on. Go find Jimmy. Find Miss Horn. That's a good dog. I'm right with you, Tiger. Go on. Go on.
Doggone you, Pete. I told you not to waste all that time.
I couldn't help it, Quinby.
Now there's a good chance we're too late. The tide will be back in the chamber.
Here we are. Here's the wall.
Mr. Kent, help! Help, Mr. Kent!
Hey, Quinby.
Help.
Listen.
Help.
What's that?
Mr. Kent.
Voices.
We're
voices in the room.
Yeah.
Pete,
help.
It's the kid and the old woman. Pete, they're in there and the tide's got them.
Oh, Lord, Quinby. How'd they do it?
They're caught. They're caught, sure, Pete. Come on, get out of this. I don't want no part of it. We gotta get away. Listen, I hear a dog. Someone's coming. Run. Run back to the boat. Maybe the water comes in here, too. Run, Pete. I'm getting out of here for good. Run! Run!
Tiger. Go on, Tiger. Where are they? Don't stop there. That's just a wall. Wait. Great heavens. They're in the secret room. They're caught. They're drowning. Tiger, be back, boy. This is a job for Superman, and I must work fast. Look out! Jimmy! Jimmy, I'm coming! There we are.
Oh, Mr. Kent, I knew you'd come.
Quick, Jimmy. My heavens, it's a mill race. Run. Run back up the gallery. Miss Horn.
I'm all right. I don't need no help. Quick.
Come on, Aunt Lou.
Quick.
Mr. Kent, that chest.
Run. Run on ahead as fast as you can. There's water coming all the time. Hurry, we'll be caught. There they go. Now the chest. Just make it. Just in the nick of time. Oh, thank heavens they're out. Now up with the chest.
There. You drink your tea. I'm going up to see Chris. Is there anything more you want?
No, thanks. Got plenty, Aunt Lou.
Plenty here.
And I can use a little nourishment, I'll tell you.
Before I go, Mr. Kent, I just want to say this.
No, don't you say a word, Miss Vaughn, please.
You got us out of that dreadful place. You brought back Captain Joshua's chest. And now, well, we've got the Horn family jade and
yes, and Jimmy and I have a tremendous story for the paper. Don't forget that. Come on there, young fella. Get a move on. Get that tea down in a hurry. We'll go find the nearest telegraph office.
You betcha.
Everybody safe and sound after an exciting, almost fatal adventure in the mysterious galleries of Horn House. And another scoop for the Daily Planet is delivered by Clark Kent. But what's coming next? Already back in the Planet offices, another adventure is waiting. Thrilling. Incredible. Tune in next time and follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.